Really Happen radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you live in Australia, we are about half an hour away from the start of this year's total solar eclipse. It's mostly over the Pacific Ocean. There are, of course, all kinds of internet live cams if you want to watch the eclipse over the cameras. It's basically going to start in about half an hour, and we have a link at whatreallyhappened.com if you want to find out where the path of totality is going to be. Let's see. Manny is now in our control room answering the phones when you call in at 800-313-9443. And I'm getting all these articles emailed to me about, you know, this affair, Le Sexual, with all these people. And now they're focusing on Jill Kelly, the socialite, and so forth. They are playing up this sensationalist aspect way too much. It just smells like conditization all over. There's something else going on we're not supposed to be paying attention to. That's why they're dangling this little tawdry sex scandal in front of us. All righty, let's see. Obama is considering John Kerry for the job of defense secretary. It looks like Obama is really cleaning house. A lot of the old guard going away, a lot of new guard coming in as well. As I mentioned before we went to break, Israel is planning dramatic settlement expansions in the West Bank, basically just trying to erase any possibility of a Palestinian state at any time in the future. A little side note, this one kind of caught my attention. Over in Thailand, there was an Israeli citizen who not only murdered his ex-wife, he chopped her into pieces. Now, normally you would think guy who does that's going to go to jail. But apparently the government of Israel pressured the king of Thailand to grant this guy clemency. So he's going to go scot-free. Girls, be very careful who you're dating down there in Thailand. That's all I can say. It's just the abuse. Very obviously, two sets of justice. One for us, and one for anybody from Israel here. West Africa has approved sending 3,000 troops to battle militants in Mali. This has nothing to do with militants or Muslims. This has to do with gold. Because Mali, together with neighboring Ghana, accounts for 7% of the world's gold production. And right now, obviously, the United States needs to conquer some gold mines, while the New York Federal Reserve is holding off all these countries saying we want to see our gold now, we want to test it with an ultrasound, we want a full and accurate count and audit. More and more nations are jumping onto that bandwagon. There's a huge problem there, and so the war for gold mines is now on. Iran is building oil reservoirs and refineries in Venezuela. U.S. is making war, Iran is making deals. And this is another reason why the U.S. has been trying to get Hugo Chavez out of power in Venezuela, including that very brief coup that took place a couple of years ago. Because Chavez is making deals with Iran. He's making deals with China. And he's operating outside the control of America's financial interests. And that's a really, really bad idea in the eyes of the American government. It's just really kind of falling apart. Remember we talked the other day about how many people had gone over to the White House website and posted petitions for secession. The number is now up to 30. 30 states have filed secession petitions. Now, this is more than just a formality, because you can go to the White House website and you can sign the petitions. And yeah, I'm sure you're going to be concerned if you sign that petition. You're going to have the FBI or the CIA or the NSA down on you. But if millions and millions of Americans sign those petitions, you know, it's going to be a huge political embarrassment. All the Obama administration is saying is if a petition meets the signatures threshold, it will be reviewed. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, Idiot Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to Mike and Pharaoh, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, Idiot Radio.
And aloha, welcome back to our show here, and I'm watching the corporate media, and they are just obsessing over, well, I had a word there, but I can't say it on the radio, but the latest gate, you know, Mistress Gate, we'll call it Mistress Gate for the sake of the FCC here, and this is all they're talking about, pretty much. And apparently the paparazzi are now following these women around, and the women are in their best dresses and pulling their hair back because they know they're going to be on the cover of People magazine. And like I said, it just feels like we're being conditized. There's something else going on out there. Obviously, this is taking away attention from the upcoming hearings into Benghazi. We're hearing all these possible theories about what was going on, that the consulate was involved in gun running from Libya to Syria. The statement coming from Paula Broadwell herself was that some of the militants, meaning the counter coup, had been captured, were at the CIA annex, and the attack on the consulate was an attempt to free them. There's another story floating around the net that there was, in fact, a counter coup staged by Libya's military that failed. We don't really know what's going on. We do know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we're being lied to by the government and the corporate media, who are still out there trying to say that this attack on the consulate was a response to this YouTube trailer for a Mohammed-bashing movie that turned out not to actually exist. It's another one of these fraud, like all those phony dead bin Laden pictures that we were having to deal with last year. And in the middle of all this, we still have CNN whining and crying about, you know, all those paranoid people that dare to question the revealed wisdom of the mass media. And the piece in question has been commented on by a lot of other people out there, both in the corporate and alternative media, that this is just a very obvious piece of propaganda to try and scare people away from the alternative media. You don't want to be associated with those people. They wear worn-out T-shirts, and our people in the corporate media have nice, fashion, trendy clothes, and you need to listen to them because they've got money and clothes and gold things on the wall. And it's interesting that the CNN accuses the alternative news of being money-hungry crackpots. Do you know how little money we're operating on over here? We're on shoestring budget. We're using consumer-grade equipment. Money-hungry? There are easier ways to make money than running a conspiracy website or an alternative media operation. I ought to get John Stadmiller on the air to correct CNN about that one. Nobody's making money in the alternative media unless they're covertly working for a public relations firm. And there are a lot of phony blogs out there. We call them flogs. They're not true grassroots blogs. They're paid for, bought and paid for by public relations firms, but they're easy to spot, so they're not really a problem here. But CNN is out there crying. Their ad revenues are going down. Nobody trusts them anymore. Well, after that whopper about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, what did you expect? That we, the American people, were going to forget after only 2 hours? That CNN and ABC and NBC and PBS and all of it had just told the whopper of the century? I'm sure CNN is thinking, oh, that was last week. Really, you should trust us this week. No, I don't think so. Trust arrives on foot but departs on horseback. Meanwhile, up in Canada, Sun Media is cutting 500 jobs and closing two printing plants in Ottawa and Kingston. They're in trouble because advertising sales are slowing down and continuing competition from the alternative media. Now, the slowing advertising sales, that's a reflection of the declining economy, because if you're advertising, you're trying to reach the consumer market, and if the consumer market doesn't have any money, it's a rather pointless exercise. As far as competition from the internet, the alternative media, is gaining because we're out here telling you the truth about what's been going on. Like the fact that Saddam didn't have weapons of mass destruction. Big joke to George Bush. They think it's just funny as all heck to lie to the American people, lie them into a war. As far as the economy and declining ad sales, it's a very, very stark reality. You remember the fairy tale about the goose that laid the golden egg? And every once in a while it would lay an egg, and they were enjoying the eggs and selling them, and they were making money. And all of a sudden they decide, we're going to cut open the goose and get all the eggs at once. And they cut open the goose, and it's just a goose. And that's the end of it. And if you realize, that is a perfect metaphor for what has happened here in the United States of America. When the American people had good wages and good salaries and economic freedom, and we believed in ourselves and our productivity and our potential for the future, we were out there generating revenue from which the government took a healthy chunk. But Wall Street got greedy. Washington, D.C. got greedy. And they started going out there and grabbing as much wealth, grabbing homes, fraudulent foreclosures, scams and deals all over the place. And now the American people, all of our high-paying jobs have gone overseas. Small businesses have been decimated. They literally have killed the goose that was laying those golden eggs. And now they're up there in Washington, D.C. screaming, we demand more eggs. And we, the American people, are saying, we don't have any more eggs to get you. They're not out here anymore. And unfortunately, Washington, D.C. and Wall Street are still trapped by their religious belief that there is vast untapped wealth out here in the hinterland, and they just have to figure out a way to get it out of the American people. It's not going to happen. When you destroy the productivity of the American people, you destroy, ultimately, the base of that entire financial pyramid. Wall Street got too used to the idea that they could get rich gaming the system. And they forgot a fundamental rule of economics. Labor precedes capital. And if you destroy labor, the supply of fresh capital dries up. And you can shake what's left of it back and forth, but it's not going to last you very long. NBC Universal is cutting about 500 employees from several divisions, including their G4 channel, which is focused on computer games. We know computer games are in a slowdown right now. So the old saw about entertainment and media being recession-proof apparently is no longer working because they're having to let go. I want to talk a little bit about Microsoft. Over the last couple of weeks, we have been bashing Windows 8 and what I viewed as a critical strategic decision to unify the interface. They were going to take this interface that was designed for smartphones and they were going to put it on the tablets and the desktop machines. And I said, this is an absolute disaster. It may work well on a smartphone with its limited screen, but the idea of having a giant desktop computer is that you have your options all out there. You have that map of what you're going to be working on. You're not constantly scrolling back and forth trying to find the application that you need next. And it's as big a mistake as when Adobe went through this whole unification of their interface on their line of product, plus what they bought from Macromedia, and wound up producing this Creative Studio that is very, very difficult to use. Most people like me are throwing it out and going back to the earlier cuts, which are much more stable and easy to use and much more intuitive. Well, I guess I'm not the only person who was critical about Windows 8. The sales have been lukewarm, to say the least. And apparently, the head of the Windows division at Microsoft and purportedly the driving force behind Windows 8, Steven Sinofsky, is leaving the company with immediate effect, which is polite speak for he just got fired. And he's going to be succeeded by Julie Larson Green, who is going to head the Windows hardware and software division. And that's basically it. Windows realizes they made a mistake as monumental as Millennium Edition and Vista. And heads are already beginning to roll out there. And as you're probably already aware, they've had another major problem with their new tablet that they introduced to compete with iPad. The screen laminations are coming apart after just a few days of use. They're already having to issue major software patches for security on it. I think it was the head of Intel said, it's not ready for the market yet. Windows 8 isn't ready for the market yet. And the money junkie said, no, get it out there now. We got to sell it. We got to be in the stores by Christmas. We've got to make our bonuses. Now, there's an interesting bug report that has come out regarding Microsoft's SkyDrive when it was being accessed by the Opera browser. Apparently, Microsoft servers were sending something like 2 million null characters to every user. Now, the article that wrote this was saying, well, maybe somebody's working late hours at Microsoft or it's just a goof or whatever, but 2 million null characters directed against the Opera browser and, for all we know, Firefox? You know, browser wars are fought over browser speed. And what if Microsoft is setting up their servers where if it detects you're using Internet Explorer, it runs efficiently, but if it detects you're using Opera or Firefox or a competing browser, it loads it up with null characters to slow it down. Little bit of industrial sabotage on the Internet. I don't think 2 million null characters sent to a browser is an accident or even a software error. It looks like Microsoft wants to degrade the performance of its competing browsers accessing through its servers. So it's kind of a weird situation out there. I think Microsoft has basically gone down the dark path. It's under the control of the money junkies, and that means its days are numbered. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Join us on the air. I'm getting lonely here. 800-313-9443.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And speaking of computers, somebody just sent me this very bizarre story from Toshiba. Apparently, somebody wanted to get a service manual for their computer, and Toshiba refused, saying the manuals are copyrighted, and they don't allow them out at the consumer level because consumers are too dumb to fix a computer. All right, well, maybe if you made a product that didn't fall apart very quickly, there wouldn't be a need for this issue. It's a very bizarre situation there. And again, Toshiba is trying to support their secondary market of repair and replacement and all the rest of that stuff that goes withness. Nobody makes a product anymore that you just take home and not have to worry about anymore. There's the service contract and there's this and the constant upgrades. You know, like I said the other day, we finally got our replacement TV, which the one that burned out had also been a Toshiba. And, soon as we plug the new TV in, the first thing it says is, we must upgrade our software. And so we're sitting there waiting for like 20 minutes while it's downloading all this stuff over the Wi-Fi. When I was a kid, RBN, let's see if I can reestablish. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
It says internet. Okay. Can you hear me,
yes,
Manny?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hey.
Okay, can you hear me, Manny?
Yes, I can hear you, but
okay.
You're
okay. I'm not. I don't know if I'm. Air here again, and it's another symptom of living in a fascist dictatorship that the basic infrastructure will not work. We stayed with Justin TV and the rest of it, but apparently the RBN connection went down. So as my grandfather used to say, must have been a frog going through the dam. Or the darn. We have to be correct with our language here on the radios. All right, let me get my windows sorted out here, and we're ready to go back. So, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, we got a caller on the line. Clarence, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Osseo.
Osseo.
Yeah. I try to remember part of my heritage there, and that's one of the things where, having worked for the Beast for 35 years, 3 years military, 32 civilian, I kind of know that if the government tells you to do something or says something is good for you, I've learned ever since that time, don't take them up on it because it's those deals to where if you think you can believe the government, I've liked the moniker, believe the government, ask a Native American, you know. And I know the history of the treaties and all that, but that's just a side right there. That wasn't what I call about, but it was about the computer thing. And
yes.
You know more about it than I do. I just know barely enough to be able to, you know, surf the net, emails and all that. And even that's not worth it. Mine's a sort of bought it 2006.
Hang on to
tired.
It.
Yeah, it's, but it does what I need. I mean, and they're trying to sell me all this new stuff like, you know, Windows 8. Now they got Windows 9 on there. Do you know anything about that? What are they?
I have no idea. I didn't even know there was a Windows 9. They're having they're probably going to rush something out to deal with this debacle with Windows. But the other problem, of course, is the hardware is getting more and more flaky. And like I said, they're having a big problem with their new tablet, with the touchscreen, the laminations, the film is coming off and exposing electronics that ought not to be exposed.
Wow. Well, like I say, anything beyond just the basic stuff, and, you know, how to turn it on and how to use the mouse and all that, that's beyond me.
Okay.
You know, I would have to have that book, you know, Computers for Dummies. Maybe I should see if they still have that or it's updated, you know, because that would be me.
Well, you know something? I think that a big part of the problem with the computer industry is they tend to think they're selling product to people just like themselves. There's a little bit of what I would call programmer's occlusion.
Mm-hmm.
Apple was a lot better at the concept of making the computer an appliance that was user-friendly to consumers who may not be skilled with computers.
Yeah.
Windows was more for people who wanted to play with the hardware and stuff, and of course, if you want to talk to the bare metal, you're running Linux. But I really do think that they need to start redesigning computers to be more like appliances. And we got to take a break for commercials. Clarence, stay with me. I'm going to bring you back to talk about this after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Honorable Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Clarence about the modern state of our high-tech consumer technology. And again, I think there is an undue amount of complexity that consumers are forced to go through to deal with what should be a convenience. And very often they turn out to be a burden, General Petraeus. But I know a situation that I noticed is the constantly changing standards and what the new bell and whistle is supposed to be. And, you know, for a while we had Flash, and that turned out to be a major problem. So everybody said we're going to go to HTML5. And the HTML5 standard is not yet complete, but there's already a major problem in that the browsers on the latest generation of smartphones aren't following the standard. Now, I wrote a website for my wife's music, mellophilia.net, which seemed to work on desktop browsers using HTML5, but every smartphone that we looked at had problems accessing the site, and for each smartphone, it was a different problem. And I did a little research out there on the line, and they said, yeah, the smartphone makers are there to push their content services, and they're just not paying attention, following any standards. And again, we need all of this stuff because it has become so ubiquitous, and our society and our culture is so dependent on it. It has to be standardized. We need new standards that everybody is expected to follow and not try and break off and change just enough to throw a patent on it to try and leech some more intellectual property fees on. And it really has become a war between all of these rival companies, and it's being fought on our appliances. And it is really, it's damaging the productivity of the nation as a whole to have to go through all of this stuff. You were talking to me about this computer that you got back in 2006. I was talking to a local IT manager who said he's dealing with companies that are trying to nurse along these old Microsoft computers, IBM compatibles, from almost a decade ago, because to upgrade to the new operating system means they have to throw out their existing applications and buy all new, and they just can't afford to do it in this economy. And so it has really become a gigantic mess. The people early in made a huge amount of money, like the former president of McAfee, who's now on the lam, I guess, for a murder in Belize or something like that. But really, it almost seems like in all the prioritization of how to run a business in this country, the consumer almost seems to be on the end of this whole situation.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Mike. There was a term that came to my mind while you started your exposition there, mm-hmm. called planned obsolescence.
Oh, yeah, that's a big problem.
I remember that. It's been around. I first learned about it when I was in high school way back, you know, the Stone Age, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what they, you know, why do they come out with redesigned cars every year? I mean, cars are cars, basically. And, well, look, they have all the stuff planned out. They're going to add this.
They really do. Now, there's a wonderful documentary called Pyramids of Waste or Light Bulb Conspiracy. It's got a little hard to find because, obviously, there's a pressure to shut this thing down, but it's a very good documentary, and it talks about, it starts with the light bulb cartel, where Edison's original light bulbs lasted twice as long as the tungsten light bulbs you can buy in the store today, and that is by design, to keep you buying the same thing over and over again. They talk about the people who developed nylon and how it was this incredibly tough fiber, and the manufacturers of ladies' stockings came back and said, you've got to make this stuff weaker, because if they aren't tearing their stockings, they won't buy new stockings. And so they changed the formula for nylon to make it weaker so it would tear and women would buy more stockings. The cars are literally designed to start rusting at 5 years for the low-end models and 8 years for the high-end models, so that you will look at the rust spots and you will buy a new car. We know the expected life cycle for computers is about 5 years. That's the business model. Every 5 years, you'll buy a new computer and all new versions of your applications. And in an economy that is working and robust, where people have high-paying jobs, you can get away with that kind of stuff. But when you've destroyed the job market and sent the high-paying jobs overseas, you know, you can't do that any longer. Believe it or not, this really kind of weirded me out. During the Depression of the 1930s, which isn't as bad as the one we have right now, Congress actually considered a law to mandate planned obsolescence at the consumer level. All products would be sold with a date on them, and if you kept and used the product past that expiration date, you could be fined and thrown in jail. And the idea was to just force people to start buying more. You know, and again, it betrays that mindset that we have in Washington, D.C. and Wall Street, that there's a vast pool of untapped wealth out here that they just need to figure out a way to smart their way to it. But it isn't. The Federal Reserve and Wall Street have succeeded. All the wealth is piled up over Wall Street and Washington, D.C., and there's nothing else left out here. And that's why our economy is grinding to an absolute halt.
I couldn't have said it better. Hit that, the old proverbial nail. They say, you know, you still have to buy those too, but, you know, right on the head.
Yeah, you do, and they've been really easy. In fact, I'm going to share a story with you here. We on our rear patio, the screen door that was there when we rented the place basically corroded away to nothing. The wheel units on the bottom, the spindle was completely gone. I bought replacement wheels. They wouldn't fit. The design had been changed a little bit. So I grit my teeth and I went down and I bought a replacement sliding screen door. It was the only model they carry. Just, you know, 50 of the same exact one. And I brought it home and I put it in there yesterday. And it works and it slides and it seals and it locks and all the rest of it. But it looks really bogus because it turned out this little sliding patio screen door is not square. It's a slight rhombus. They put the screen in it with the frame just a little bit out of whack. Now, I'm sorry, how much work does it take to clamp a couple of 2x4s onto your work table to make sure that that screen stays square while you put the screen in? And we can't even seem to do that anymore in this nation. I don't know where this thing was made. It's not from China. Maybe it's HECO in Mexico. But, I mean, we have just become so sloppy in the way that we make things because we've lost all respect for manufacturing.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, I grew up in an age where people still, you know, took pride in how good their work was, not just how much money they were making from it. And because of this corruption of money junkie thinking that acquisition of wealth is the only measure of a person's value, we've turned our back on manufacturing. Even our weapon systems are no longer, they're hugely expensive and they're flawed. They still can't get the F-22 to get oxygen to the pilots. The F-35 still can't land on aircraft carriers. And it's just become incredibly sloppy and slipshod. Everything that is made in this country is like that, in the rush to maximize profitability. And the end result is going to be people don't want to buy our products anymore. And that's another reason the dollar is dropping in value. People don't want to take dollars. What are they going to buy with them? There's nothing they want to buy from the U.S. All of our agricultural exports are GMO. You know, our cars still, after all the bailouts, cannot compete with foreign countries. Even our car companies are leaving the country. GM now does most of its auto manufacturing in other countries. You know, that's gratitude for all the taxpayer bailouts. This is a nation very much in decline. And you cannot have a prosperous nation unless you have a people who take pride in their manufactured or produced goods and are reasonably compensated for that, to keep them enthusiastic about producing more. And that's why I made a big point at the top of the show. This video, The Story of Your Enslavement, that is a really good video to look at about what our society really is. It's a giant human farm. Humans do, you know, harvesting and domesticating other humans. In fact, one of the rotating banners I have up at whatreallyhappened.com asks the question, are we civilized or merely domesticated? And the whole model is, as long as the people are enthusiastic about their work and they're making good money, they will gladly tithe a certain portion of it to the government. But when the government and the bankers get so greedy they're trying to take it all, you're going to dispirit your entire population. And when you take away the jobs they freely chose for themselves, that's a big point that this video is making, that what made the United States prosperous was people were free to choose their occupation. And they would be good at it because they were enthusiastic. But now everybody's looking at, you know, the only jobs out there are caring for the elderly or, you know, fast food restaurants or retail. And even retail is dying because nobody will keep inventory on hand for tax reasons. And most retail outlets are basically turning into bureaus to order something from the internet. And I get that time and time again. I'll go into a local store. I need to buy this. Oh, well, we don't carry it in stock, but we can order it for you. And I say, I can order it myself. The first rule of retail success is instant gratification. You go into the mall, you see what you want, you buy it, you give them money, you go home, everybody's happy. But you go into like a Radio Shack and you say, I need this, and they say, well, we have to order it, it'll take 2 weeks. And I say, I can order it myself online. I don't need the retail. And that's another reason why retail is in such trouble in this country. You know, they're carrying 5 million of the thing they think everybody will want to buy, and nothing else. It's a death of choice here. It's like, again, the screen door that I bought yesterday, they just had a whole row of this exact same model. Mm-hmm. And I bought it, and it turned out, you know, I'm not going to bother taking it back. It was too much work to put it in there. You know, and it works as a screen door, but you look at it, and you can just tell it's completely off kilter.
Yeah. You know, I wish I had a way to copy this program, because what you just said is exactly what I've been observing.
Well, you can go to the Republic Broadcasting website, and you can download the podcast after we're done.
Okay, if you've got the archives, you got like archives or whatever.
Yeah, well, there's an archive, and RBN very generously allows us to provide the podcast for each day's show for 24 hours after that. So a little later in the day, go to whatreallyhappened.com, look for podcast over on the right-hand side, and you can download the day's shows to re-edit and abuse as you see fit.
Well, you know, that's one thing that I've never learned to do. Like I said, my computer experience is woefully inadequate, and I don't even know how to download stuff.
Well, that may be a little bit
of
a problem.
Yeah, that can cause a little bit of, but that's no big deal.
The good news is you're not going to get infected by malware.
Well, yeah, that's probably a good deal, and hopefully. But quick thing to just say, just a very short thing here. I'll get off and, you know, hopefully the rest of the audience will hopefully wake up and, you know, come in and say something. But you're talking about nuclear war and we may be heading there. You know, what's really scary, and this is something a lot of people don't, and I've gone and checked on this on the Internet and everything, what's really scary is they don't have to have a massive nuclear attack to destroy this country. Now, look at what just happened with Hurricane Sandy. All I need to do, it would only take three nuclear weapons detonated at about 250,000 feet, mm-hmm. one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast, one right over Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
and the EMP, and that was discovered, and I remember when it happened because I read the article in Popular Science back when I was in grade school, in sixth grade. They set off a nuclear explosion like about that height over Johnston Island out there.
That's right.
It was visible from the Hawaiian Islands. If they would
yes, it was.
Up
and
there,
it,
you
and
could
it,
see
and
the
And it
flash.
Wrecked the electrical systems up there.
It did. And then that's where they found they didn't even know about EMP till they did that test.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it would take. Three of them, and they could wipe out the entire electrical grid of this country, and they don't. The electrical companies don't keep the backups to repair it.
Well, that would be a huge amount of expense. And, yeah, neither does the federal government because they're too busy spending money on bombs. Now, it's important to understand about EMP. It only affects systems with very long wires stretching across the countryside. Battery-operated radios, battery-operated TVs, battery-operated computers that are not plugged into the wall will not be affected. This is something that only affects over long power lines. If your radio is plugged into the power socket in the wall when EMP hits, yeah, there'll be a voltage surge that could wreck it. That can be defeated with surge suppressors or even better, uninterruptible power supplies. Okay, so you need to understand, EMP, yes, could take down the electrical grid, but for those of you who are preppers, which means you're not the ones eating out of the dumpsters in New York right now, your battery-operated radios and lights and everything are going to be immune.
That's great. And that's why I always listen to your show, because you know about a lot of this stuff. So I appreciate it, Mike. I'll let you go and let you know you can move on to you know however you want to steer your program there, because it's your program. And I'm going to listen and wait for the latest new thing that I don't know about.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. Yes, we are a very benign dictatorship here in this program. All right. Moving right along. Thank you for the call, Clarence. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. France has just announced they recognize the new Syria opposition. We're not sure who they're recognizing, except it's not the group that Hillary Clinton wanted to put in there. Apparently, Susan Rice is being considered as Hillary's replacement as Secretary of State. So, it's a changing of the guard here. Now, interesting little story. Speaking of computers and downloading, last October 1st, a very draconian law was passed in Japan regarding downloading copyrighted music and video. If you knowingly downloaded something that was copyrighted in Japan, it's punishable by up to 2 years in prison and a 2 million yen penalty. Now, the law was passed in June after the Japanese music industry said continued financial losses, and it's all the fault of the pirates, saying just 1 in 10 downloads were legal ones. So they passed this law. Okay? Since they passed the law, consumer spending on music has dropped. And a lot of people predicted this was going to happen because people were downloading the illegal copies of the music. They'd say, hey, I like that. And they'd go out and buy the commercially available disc. Now, as I've mentioned, certainly here in the American market, I don't pay a lot of attention to Japanese media. I've seen some of their TV shows of people like hanging on ropes until they collapse in exhaustion, which doesn't strike me as fun, but apparently it's a big deal in Japan. The reason for declining sales of video in music is very simple. It's got nothing to do with the content pirates, and I'm not supporting the pirates. I think they're wrong. But certainly what we're seeing in the American media is it's always the same thing all over and over again. We ran a story a few months back where the music companies literally use computers to analyze music, try and find that which will sell to the majority of people, which sounds really good in theory until you realize each new song sounds just like the last one, which sounds just like the last one, which sounds just like the last one. So why would anybody buy another one, no matter how cute the scantily clad lady on the front of the cover happens to be? The same thing with movies. Now, it looks like we're going to have some really good stuff coming out for the Christmas movie season. But overall on TV, it's just the same thing over and over and over again. That's the reason for the decline. It's too politically correct. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And listeners are emailing me images of the solar eclipse that is taking place over Australia right now. I think here in Hawaii, we're outside the penumbra, and I really couldn't tell anyway because we're under an overcast anyway. But especially in the winter, and the fog is not coming in, we do have beautiful skies here in Hawaii. And for somebody who's an astronomy nut like me, that's a really good thing. I want to share a little personal anecdote with you here. The other night, because I get up before the sunrise, I got up and I was basically outside looking at the sky, and the International Space Station passed right overhead, directly overhead, and I have this this pair of binoculars for astronomy that my wife gave me many, many years ago. And just for the heck of it, I looked at the space station through the binoculars. They're like 20 power. You can actually see the rectangular shape. And I was just stunned to see this thing just pass overhead. And so if you're an astronomy nut and you have any kind of a handheld telescope or something that's easy to maneuver, you can actually see the shape of that space station as it comes whizzing over. And I think that's absolutely amazing. Especially for kids to get excited. I remember many, many years ago, remember when Comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 crashed into Jupiter? And the night that happened is when my wife and I had our engagement party. And so it was probably one of the very few engagement parties that had high-powered astronomical telescopes set up. And we were showing people the sky and all the rest of that going on. And I remember some of the neighbors had brought over this, like, five-year-old girl. And so we put her up at the telescope, and she's looking through the eyepiece, and she, like, turns to me and says, "You mean you can see this up in the sky?" Which sort of reminded us, you know, when I was a kid, that was the only place you could see it. But in the age of spacecraft and TV and everything, most people think the universe is something that's coming in on their high-def set. And I think it's kind of a valuable thing, especially in a nation that has de-emphasized science education, to get the kids out there with the telescope and let them say, yeah, this is real stuff. It's up there in the sky. It's not just brought to you by your favorite sponsor. So that was kind of exciting. Anyway, but I digress here. I'm over at this website that the White House runs. It's called petitions.whitehouse.gov. And anybody can put up a petition, and some of the ones I'm looking at are pretty nonsensical. There are, based on various searches, about 40 petitions regarding secession at the state and city level. I'm probably going to put one in for Hawaii myself, based on that public law that Clinton signed that said, yeah, we stole Hawaii. And, of course, the shills are already on there saying, anybody who signs a petition for secession ought to be stripped of their citizenship and sent elsewhere. Okay. I think there's a lot of people who want to get out of the country right now. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We will be right back.